This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. If you like mysteries, thrillers, or zombie flicks, you'll probably like Abigail Goldman's art. Goldman takes the fake grass and dirt used in model railroad layouts, the same tiny plastic people, and she turns them into imaginary crime scenes. She's been making the grisly art for about 4 years, and it's become so popular, there's a waiting list for her work. NPR's Ted Robbins brings us the story from Las Vegas.
From across the room at the Trifecta Gallery in downtown Las Vegas, the little scenes under clear plastic cubes beg to be looked at. When you step up close, your reaction is likely to be, oh, then, oh.
You have someone just sitting at a park bench, and just down the hill is a dead body.
Some of the scenes are simple mysteries. Some are macabre jokes.
So in this one, you have people eating a nice picnic lunch, but if you look closely, they're eating legs and arms and a head.
Abigail Goldman calls her work dioramas, die as in dead. Think scenes from a Coen Brothers movie.
These are supposed to be haunting and humorous simultaneously, you know, and I think they're supposed to sort of send up the real violence.
Her fascination with crime scenes drove Abigail Goldman to work as a crime reporter at the Las Vegas Sun. The paper had layoffs, though, so she's now an investigator for the Federal Public Defender. All her ideas for dioramas come from her imagination. She never recreates real crimes. Those are tragedies, she says, not to be made fun of. Goldman made the first diorama as a family joke after seeing an elaborate model railroad setup.
And I thought, oh, if I could get these little people, I could make something like that. And if I made something really creepy, I could get a rise out of my husband.
Her husband liked it so much, he put a photo of it on the website Reddit. Within a week, she says the photo got 6 million hits. Next came requests from friends and strangers. The dioramas became a hobby. Now, Las Vegas gallery owner Marty Walsh represents Goldman's work. The 4-inch cubes sell for $100. Larger dioramas cost more. Walsh says there's always a waiting list.
Last time we had 3 phone lines open and a line at the door. And in 6 minutes, 30 of them were gone.
Brooklyn restaurant owner Chance Johnston walked into the gallery while visiting Las Vegas. Now he has 3 of Goldman's works in his loft. He doesn't consider himself a morbid person. He just finds the dioramas fascinating. And he loves watching his friends' reactions to them.
They really do make me happy. And everybody that sees them, it is sort of like a love them or hate them reaction.
Abigail Goldman gets requests for commissions. She mostly declines. She likes to do what she wants.
I can't make someone's mother-in-law, despite the request. You know, I can't recreate some, like, miserable scene from your high school days that you wanted to go a different way.
Better to work out your issues in therapy, she says. She admits her dioramas can be seen as comments on society's fetish for violence. But Abigail Goldman says most people's reaction to the tiny fake blood and body parts is laughter, even if it's nervous laughter. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Those of you with a grim sense of curiosity can see photos of Abigail Goldman's dioramas on our website, npr.org.